You're listening to a Clara Schumann Hour in tribute to Danielle Martin on Into the Light. I'm Catherine Michelle. If you're just joining us, we're listening to the music of Clara Schumann because Professor Danielle Martin, who died April 29, 2004, was enamored of the story and the music of Robert and Clara Schumann. I'm sure Danny enjoyed imagining what it would have been like to be Clara, a fabulous pianist, trained practically from birth by a father totally focused on her abilities and potential, a woman of tremendous passion and warmth, married to a temperamental genius who adored her, a mother of eight, she had 10 pregnancies, and one of the most adored and admired performers of the 19th century, and a composer. On January 13, 1833, 13-year-old Clara wrote in her diary, "I have begun to compose a concerto." 10 months later, she noted, "I have finished my concerto now, and Schumann will orchestrate it now so that I can play it at my concert." The concerto orchestrated by Robert Schumann was a one-movement piece for piano and orchestra, which eventually became the third movement of Clara Wieck's concerto in A minor, opus 7, which we'll hear next. The young girl went on to compose and orchestrate the first and second movements and premiered the entire concerto in November 1835 with Felix Mendelssohn conducting the famed Leipzig Gewandhaus Orchestra. The piano dominates the piece, which has no breaks between the movements, an unusual feature at that time. We'll hear it now with Angela Cheng, piano, and the Women's Philharmonic conducted by Joanne Folletta.